Capital, the latest film from the Academy Award-winning director Costa Gavras, is quite timely. It's set in the international financial world and deals with the global banking crisis. It stars Gad Elmaleh, Gabriel Byrne, and supermodel Lia Kabede, and opens this Friday, October 25th, at the Paris and Regal Union Square theaters. Since Mr. Costa Gavras rarely comes to the States, we're quite pleased that he's chosen to make a return visit to our show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The title makes reference to Karl Marx's most famous and influential work. That can't be a coincidence.
No, there's no any coincidence. Nothing to do with the capital, with the other Marx.
Well, it is.
Capital.
It is based on a novel called
Absolutely.
Le Capital by Stéphane Osmond. But you've called that the seed of this film. So you used it as the basis, but didn't stick all that closely to everything that was in the novel?
Not all of it, in particular not the end, because the end, at the end, the main character is punished because he does wrong things. But I don't believe in our world those big bankers are punished or to jail. There is no example of banker being jailed.
In fact, there are a lot of people in this country who are upset that many of the bankers who were involved in creating the financial crisis have not even been prosecuted.
No.
You've said, each and every day we wake up wondering, what can we do to please the markets? They have come to resemble a sickly but demanding patient that needs to be constantly humored and pampered in order to feel better. Was that the basis of your thinking on developing this film?
Yes, in a certain way, yes. And speaking about the markets, it reminds me when I was young, the left-wing, the communists used to say the party has to do this. Today we say the market. Who's the market? Who has seen the market? They say sometimes the market is nervous today, or the market is happy.
Well, the party, the Communist Party, was a lot more monolithic than the markets. But in the end, we think of it as an entity, even though it's really made up of a lot of different people who often have competing ideas of how things should go.
Drastically competing between them.
Many of your films have dealt with themes like law and justice, oppression, legal and illegal violence and torture, and some of them are addressed in this film as well. Haven't you said that cinema is always political?
It's always political, absolutely.
Did you feel that from the start? Because your first film as a director was a crime film, The Sleeping Car Murders, and then you even made a crime comedy at one point, Family Business.
Yes, but I think if there was a French philosopher saying that every movie is political, there is politics in every movie, or we can analyze politically every movie. It's Roland Barthes, he said, so, and I really believe to that.
Well, many of your films are very specifically political. Did Z brand you as a political filmmaker?
It did, that's right, yes. But I never said myself I'm a political filmmaker because I don't know exactly what that means.
Mm-hmm. So, but obviously you're interested in politics and you're interested in how politics works.
Of course, and politics has the power, and the power from the party. The power belongs to every of us, and if we are happy or unhappy in life.
To some degree, was that thrust upon you by your own story? You've been on a blacklist even when you were a child, when you were growing up in Greece.
That's right.
Because your father was on a blacklist?
Yes, my father was on a blacklist because he did the resistance against the Nazis with the left-wing people. So all the left-wing people at that time, and the people who were against the king in Greece, they were considered like being communists.
So that prevented you from going to a Greek university? And then in the 1950s, you were even denied a visa to the United States
yes,
to go to film school.
Yes, my mother had a brother here. And I would like to come here to his brother, to my uncle, and that was not possible.
When did you find out you could get a visa to come to the United States?
Oh, I was very young. I was 19. I went to the American consulate in Athens, so I have a big exam. Say, well, you do this, what your father is doing, and so far at the end, they said no.
And you'd always wanted to be a filmmaker? Is that why you wanted to come to film school?
No, not really. I would like to write. I would like to study and to write studying literature.
Well, you're still writing. You wrote
yes.
this, you're one of the writers of
I
this script.
Yes.
Have you pretty much written all of the films that you have directed?
Yes, quite all of them.
This is more the European style, the what has come to be known as the auteur approach.
Yes, we also participate. I participate also in the writing of the American movies, but there is a rule now for the director to sign the script has to put to write something like 51 or 52% of the script, which I didn't do.
Well, I don't know how people could figure that out. You could say I wrote the word "the," but I didn't write the word "of."
That's right. Yes, but I signed anyway. I signed the movie missing because I did more than 50%.
And that was a film that was done through American studios?
Yes, absolutely.
Missing?
Universal.
It won you an Oscar for Best Screenplay Adaptation.
Yes. It was produced by Universal, and the movies with Sissy Spacek and Jack Lemmon.
It's interesting that that story has come up again recently.
Yes, because they were the 40 years, the anniversary of 40 years of the coup in Chile. So there was a kind of celebration here by the family of Charles Horman, who disappeared at that time. He was killed by the people of Pinochet in Chile.
Who is played by Jack Lemmon in your film?
No, Jack Lemmon's playing the father.
Oh,
the son
right.
was played by John Shea.
Who disappears. We're mostly watching the father and the wife of the man who's disappeared.
Exactly, with Sissy Spacek.
The plot in this film kicks in when the CEO of a bank called Phoenix Bank in France collapses from a heart attack while he's on the golf course, and a young executive is made his replacement. And the thinking at the top of the bank is that this guy is going to be easy to manipulate, but he turns out to be a lot more ambitious than they imagined and also pretty adept at handling power struggles. And then that's when the complications arise.
Absolutely. The competition is something very strong in our lives, and particularly in that field, in the money field, it's a huge competition. And we say they are sharks, so they are sharks fighting or loose fighting among them.
It's also a matter, it reveals a kind of a change in the way banking is conducted, because this is a French bank, but much of the plot involves an attempt to take it over by a large American hedge fund led by Dietmar Rigoul, who's played by Gabriel Byrne.
Gabriel Byrne, who's great in the movie, by the way. Uh-huh. He's a great actor and a good friend. I like him very much. And because he accepted to play that role, which is a very negative role for an actor, but him and me, we consider like hedge funds, it's the worst thing having in the financial world today.
And it allowed you, or maybe there were problems in this, to direct this film in two languages. Because much of the dialogue is in French, but a fair amount of it is in English.
In English, because these people speaking this different language, and especially English.
So here we have a Greek director who lives in France. And I imagine when the film is shown in France, all the English has subtitles. And when the film is shown here, all
that's
the
right.
French
has the French subtitles. That's right.
There's also
You said Greek director. I'm not really Greek-born, but I'm a French director. I learn everything in France. I live in France. I'm a French citizen, so it's... I consider myself like a French director.
When did you give yourself the name Costa Gavras? Was that when you were in France?
Yes, absolutely. I would like to...
To separate yourself from Greece?
Not really that. Just I didn't like the name Constantine, so I preferred to Costa. I would like to be Costa Gavras, to be just one person.
So that's a hyphenated name.
That's right.
Costa Gavras, his latest film is called Capital. And it is opening this Friday at the Paris and Regal Union Square theaters. Even though Marc Tenoy, the French banker, is really clever, he's surprisingly vulnerable to the attractions of this international supermodel played by Lia Kabede. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that no matter how clever a man might be at business, he suddenly becomes stupid when he meets a beautiful woman?
No, it's a fantasy. And yes, sometimes men are stupid in front of models because she's pretty and she's great and she's also exotic a little bit. She's not quite white. She's in between white and black.
You've said that you were fascinated by the financial world because it seemed to behave like Russian dolls. except that each new doll was bigger and more unbelievable than the previous one.
They are like this. That's right.
How does that work? Because you were actually looking at a number of real-life cases when you were working on developing this film.
Oh, of course. I met a lot of important people working in the bank and some major bankers in France. And they are very seductive. They are great. They are intelligent. They cultivate people. And they say exactly what has to be done to control by the democracy, by the government, the banks. But when the democracies would like to do it, they don't accept it. It's a kind of contradiction in which they like to be.
In discussing this film, you've cited the story of Jérôme Cavielle, a young French trader.
Cavielle, that's right.
Who legally bet and lost 5 billion euros?
Euros, which... absolutely.
Yeah, so that would be something like $7 billion.
$7 billion. One man has that power, and he was able to... the bank almost collapsed because of it.
Was he punished?
He's not jailed. He's outside still, but they say they put him in jail. But the funny thing is they ask him to give back that money to the bank, which is a stupid thing.
Sure, I'll write out a check.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, but in the 1970s, we would almost be 100% sure that people like that would wind up being punished in the end. And you say that in the novel, which was only published a few years before you started working on the film, she has... him punished in the end, but that's unrealistic today.
Completely. Look at the Lehman Brothers bank. Thousands of people lost a lot of money. Who was punished for that story?
In this case, the banker and his colleagues feel necessary, even legitimized, because society can no longer live without them. We talk about banks that we can't allow to fail. And didn't Angela Merkel propose adapting democracy to the markets?
Absolutely. I think they are stronger and have much more power than democracy.
In your film, a representative of the government says, we need good news even if it's a lie. So they want the markets to look good?
That's right. It's when the politicians lie, and that happens most of the time, a lot of them.
Well, what do you think has changed? In 1933, during his first inaugural speech, President Roosevelt proclaimed, we need strict supervision of all banking and credits and investments. But when he's faced with the threat of stricter regulations of banking in your film, Mark Tournoy says, they'll never dare to regulate.
That's truth. But Jefferson said it also earlier, much earlier than President Roosevelt. And I think President Obama said it also.
Jefferson wrote, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous for our liberties than standing armies. And you're trying to prove him right in this film? On the other hand, Lloyd Blankfein, the head of Goldman Sachs, says that banks do God's work.
Yes, he said it. He said it, which is amazing, you know.
Can you talk a bit about your cast here? Gad Elmaleh is known mostly as a funny man in France.
He's the very funniest man in French-speaking language, yes. Yes.
So did he find it easy to handle this dramatic role? Because he doesn't get to tell very many jokes here.
Very easy, and it was a good job between you and me because we were able to create a third person who didn't exist, and he was very happy. I think it was, for me, it was the best solution for that role.
Did you know automatically that he would be right for this part?
Absolutely, because if he would accept to the risk, because I have seen him in his shows, and he imitates different characters, and each time he imitates one character, it's completely truth. So for that, I asked him to play this character, which lasts much more than a few minutes.
Well, he's been called the Ben Stiller of France and the Jerry Seinfeld of French comedy.
I
cannot imagine Jerry Seinfeld playing this part in this movie.
I don't know if he accepts to take the risk and to work in a good story, he can do it.
So do you like casting against type?
Very much. I did it with Montan when I worked with him. I did it with Jack Lemmon when I did Missing. I did also a couple of other times in France with other actors, yes. And every time it's a big satisfaction. Of course, the actor has to accept that risk.
Stéphane Osmond's novel was a bestseller in France when it was published in 2004, which was 3 or 4 years before the international financial crisis really hit. Did people pay attention, or did they just see it as a financial thriller?
They saw it like a financial thriller, because at the time everyone was so happy with the stockholders going out and going up and up and saying that's a paradise now. We have to go to the Wall Street and to buy stock and nobody was waiting for that result. What happened today? I mean, in Greece, in Spain, even in France, somehow.
And to some degree, the financial crisis that really started to some degree in the United States has just spread all over the world. Because
Absolutely.
Today, as you point out in this film, banking is really international, even if we'd like to believe that it is more local.
No, it's completely mondialization. First happened the mondialization of the money, of the banks, of course, and then the mondialization of the let's say, democracies and so forth.
So if the United States has real problems paying off its debts, everybody's going to feel it all around the world.
It's not only the United States. I think France also has huge debts, Spain and Greece and England.
So this film, when did you complete this film?
A year ago.
I'm assuming you're already at work on something else, another project?
I'm trying.
Would it be very different?
It would be actual about our world today.
Meanwhile, this film, which is called Capital, is opening this Friday, October 25th, at the Paris and Regal Union Square Theaters. And it has been my great pleasure to speak to Costa Gavras.